It's time for our next installment of First Person, where we talk with Black leaders in environmental organizations or advocacy roles in our region. Grounded Strategies is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit that helps communities to reclaim vacant lots and underutilized land. Some of its projects include working with communities to create rain gardens, designing a program for residents to become land stewards, and providing residents with tools and training. We spoke to Grounded's executive director.
You know, a quarter of Pittsburgh's land is vacant. We were a city built for 1 million people. 300,000 people live here. What happens when you all of a sudden 600,000 people that were living and thriving in a community are no longer there, and the space they took up still is, and it's not being cared for? And what's happened is huge, vast swaths of divestment in Black and brown communities, while other neighborhoods have seen decades of investment and rejuvenization and community development. And it's an emergency that's not being treated like one. My name is Ariam Ford. I am the executive director at Grounded Strategies, and my background personally is in city planning. Grounded is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit focused on environmental justice, and we deliver that environmental justice through reclaiming underutilized vacant land for community health and wealth. Delivering environmental justice means giving a voice and a platform to the people who live with hypervacancy and the repercussions of environmental inequalities, and putting them at the forefront of decision making for moving forward. The voices of community need to be taken just as seriously as any other stakeholder voice, as that has not happened in the past. We don't talk about blight or blighted communities, because that term puts the onus on the community. We decided to proactively dismantle the stability of these neighborhoods. Like, that's what's happening. We're really hoping through the conversations around environmental justice that, like, pointing out this language and showing how it's continuing to support the systemic racism piece of things will allow us to make anti-racism institutional. The physical improvements the plans that we're helping people make for the physical improvements in their community, because there's a people and places element to what we do, might change the direction and backdrop of people's existences and lives and the way they feel about themselves on certain days. And I just think it's really interesting how the environment affects our lives and the individual. And knowing that something I did caused somebody's life to, like, have a fork in the road or, like, an aha moment, epiphany. So for me, it's exciting to think that whereas something I did meant that someone got to experience their something special in their life in a better way than they might have otherwise, because we created an environment that facilitated a high standard of living. It's like set design for real life. I think that's really exciting. There's a certain aloofness about the communities that we work in around, like, what's the expectation for them and what's good enough and how fast we need to move to make that so. That really frustrates me. And I sometimes struggle a lot with it. But every day I'm trying to figure out how to, like, confront that, which seems to be the hardest part of the job, is how to confront apathy. I think things can change because change is the only constant. Full disclosure, like, I was a huge history nerd. My undergraduate degree is actually in history. And so I think that it's going to change. We have an opportunity to choose how we want to live as a collective, as a society, which is the whole point of living in a urban center. Urban doesn't necessarily mean city. It means people living in close proximity and exchanging goods and services as to produce more time for leisure, to live collectively together in proximity and depend on one another. I have hope because that that hasn't changed. That simple understanding of why it's better that we all live and work together than not. People are smart and they care about their own lives and their health and happiness. And it's just about convincing them, people, that your individual health and happiness is connected to community health and happiness. I have hope because we're human and we somehow seem to turn out all right in the end.
Ariam Ford is Executive Director of Grounded Strategies in Pittsburgh. She's a world traveler with a lifelong mission of visiting a new country every year and getting a tattoo in the language spoken there. If the pandemic slows, she's hoping to make it to Quebec, Canada sometime later this year. We wish her bonne chance. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holzapfel.